Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Steve Sachs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dawson hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Hatcher moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Greenwell scores. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zupczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 0-for-1 in the game. Sax strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burks. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Burks steals second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to second. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Peña trying to get to home. Reigns throws the ball into Karkovice who tags Peña, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 0 for 2 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Zupcik. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sax is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields the ball and throws to Seely covering. Safe. Tony Foss is now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Bankhead now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Sax moves to third. Joe Hesketh now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines is walked intentionally. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cora is 0-for-4 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Tim Nehring pinch hits for Tony Pena. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nehring strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.